Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Testing.
Okay, testing. So you thought you were ready.
Testing.
Hey, yo, I shatter dreams like Jordan, a sort batter your team. Your squadron will be barred from rap like Adam and Eve from the garden. I'm carving my initials on your forehead, so every night before bed, you see the BP shot off the board head. Be first at, I curse at, the first whack. Nigga with the worst rap, cause he ain't worth jack. Hit him with 1,000 pounds of pressure per slap. Make his whole body shirt back. Watch the earth crack.
Give him his purse back. Yo.
Woo.
Rest in peace, Big Pun.
All day.
One of the greatest to ever do it. Man, how old would Pun be right now? Do we know?
Let me fact check that.
Maybe we should do some research.
Some fact check.
We'll go into it. But This is a very interesting week, like historically for hip hop. This is a week where we celebrate the life of many of our fallen greats. Big Pun, Jay Dilla, New Jabez.
Big L.
I feel like there's somebody else. Big L.
Big L's anniversary is the 15th.
From now. Yeah. Yo, 20 years, dog.
I know.
It's about to be 20 for Big L. That's crazy. Oh, man. So I started writing a Big L track just like as a tribute for that. And I was like, it's been 20 years. Like,
yo, Pun would have been 47.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Shout out to Pun and his family. Chris Rivers, still doing his thing.
Yeah.
Keeping the legacy alive.
Yeah, man. He sounds like his dad at times.
It really does. This is Matt Mania, ladies and gentlemen, where we talk wrestling.
Yeah.
We talk hip hop. We talk TV shows, Netflix, all kinds of things usually. But today, we'll see where the conversation goes. As always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Meg Rand. It's good to be here. Hi. It feels weird. This is like the...
Emptiest has been in here in a while?
Well, no.
That too?
That too, it is. It's empty without the sweet voice of Neo X. But it's weird that I've been on the show for like 7 straight shows now. That's odd. Usually,
you have a tour coming up soon that you're going to break that streak?
Nope. Actually, I don't. My next tour is not until March. I feel pretty good about that.
Oh, nice. We'll get some more Mega Ran in the building.
I will be here. I'm committed to y'all.
We just plotting on the low.
Absolutely. Always plot.
Drinking on the low. Smoking on the left.
Hey.
So shout out to Neo X, who is not here. He's absent. Getting to get better, homie.
Still recovering from Rumble Weekend?
I really think so.
Man.
Yo, I listened back to the episode.
He sounded terrible.
He sounded horrible. Him and G1.
We love you, Dave. But...
Yo, I got hit with that Royal Rumble flu like 2 days after the podcast.
Royal Rumble flu.
Once it hit me, I was like, oh, this is what took Ran and Neo out.
Yo, I was... out. That's exactly what it was, man. I'm glad I got over it. Yo, I threw up. I was going through
Damn,
it.
Bro.
It was bad.
Woo.
And my wife's like, I'm going to take you to the doctor. I was like, no, doctor.
Men don't go to the doctor.
Rand didn't need to go to the doctor. Rand just got a little too sauced up. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was. But I never thrown up the next day after. You know what I'm saying? Except when we was in Vegas.
He was about to come out.
Teague was about to get me.
You on blast.
I saw him about to cover the mic.
Because I still heard it.
Hey, I'm a grown man. I can admit it. I got caught slipping in Vegas. It was my bachelor party weekend.
Hey, if you've gone to Vegas and never thrown up, you're not doing Vegas.
You haven't
right.
done Vegas
well, first
right.
off, like you said, it was his bachelor party. If he had not thrown up the next day, I threw up during my bachelor party. My bachelor party was at Jags, and Bootleg Kev was there.
Oh
on the
God.
Ones.
That's
and
enough
twos.
Said right there.
Yeah, we already
Bootleg
know that.
Bootleg Kev at that, Jags.
That's
yeah.
a lit.
You threw
lituation.
Up in Jags?
Mm-hmm.
Mid-lap dance?
No.
Okay. Did they kick you out?
No.
They're like, you got to go home.
I threw up.
In the bathroom?
No. I threw up on the floor.
Okay.
In the little booth area we was in. And those floors are sticky as hell. I'm sure plenty of people.
Oh, that nasty, dog.
Oh, a lot of throw up.
That ain't the only bodily fluids on them floors, homie.
Plenty more.
But, like, I did that. It just, like, came up out of nowhere. And then I, like, covered it up with some napkins. And then I told one of the homies that I was with, like, hey, take me to the bathroom. Nasty. I'm about to throw up.
This fool said he threw up on the floor and just covered it up with some napkins.
Was like,
I mean, some poor, unsuspecting stripper might have slipped in your vomit puddle.
Nobody will notice.
I was cognizant enough to cover it up.
Well, okay.
What were you drinking? Were you mixing?
Everything.
You were mixing.
I was with a bunch of people who was buying me drinks.
Oh, of course. It was your bachelor party.
Absolutely.
So, Teak is in the building. Brock Knowledge is in the building.
Yeah, Brock Knowledge is in the building.
So how's everybody been this week? Like, it's been a good week for you?
It's been a week.
Yeah. It's been a week.
Yeah, I got a funeral to go to tomorrow. Not trying to bring everybody down, but my man's getting buried tomorrow. So got that. But, you know, I'm looking forward because I'm going to see a lot of homies I haven't seen in a long time. The circumstances suck, but, you know, we're going to celebrate his life.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
The not-so-Super Bowl was this past Sunday.
Oh, my God. Trash.
You know what wasn't trash? Halftime Heat.
I watched that shit. Did everybody tune in?
Fire, man. Yes. I'm glad I did. I didn't want to turn the main TV because everybody wanted to see Adam Levine take his shirt off.
I was watching it on my phone.
So I flipped my phone out.
While everybody was in there watching it on
the TV. I flipped my phone out and... fire match. Like,
great match.
That was so good.
They picked the right six guys to, like, to be on display.
They did.
Yeah.
That's the future of WWE right there. Like,
yeah.
That match.
And I know we're not talking about football like that or anything, but, like, that halftime show, so, like, everybody was in there screaming in the other room because Adam Levine took his shirt off.
Yeah. Oh, they were screaming?
Yeah, talking about he could get it and shit like that. But
he was a little buffed. I mean, I didn't know
until after the Super Bowl was over and I started seeing, like, the clips and stuff of it or just the articles, that Big Boy was even in the Super Bowl.
You didn't know that?
Big Boy? Yeah, and I missed him, and I guess they said, like, all Travis Scott did was
half a sicko mode.
So I'm like, I didn't hear or see Travis Scott. Or Big Boy.
You consider all the backlash that Travis was getting?
Yeah.
He went out there and did like 8 bars and a bridge.
That was it.
I saw PETA put out something about Big Boy because he had a big ass fox coat
on. Yo, what was fresh, they were wearing those satin AT Aliens jackets. It was him, it was Big
Boy,
Sleepy Brown.
Yo,
I mean, it was kind of weird seeing Adam Levine sing backup for like the way you move.
PETA said the way you move is trash.
PETA said that?
PETA said that. They tweeted him and they said the way you move is trash.
Oh, come on.
Wow, and why PETA hating?
Because he had a big ass mink on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's Big Boy.
So
what'd he do?
Big Boy has been getting a lot of flack all week for
this. Big Boy cares?
I'm just saying, is it worth it to go out there and do 3 minutes of a song?
No.
And get people looking at you sideways about doing the Super Bowl.
Well, it was in Atlanta,
Andre
though.
Came out. That would have been worth it.
That was the one thing when I saw the jackets, I said it, and Rachel was in the other room. I was like, yo, these AT Aliens jackets are fire. And she was like, is Dre there too? And I'm like, nah. Dre would not show up.
That would have been nuts, though. If Dre would have came out and they would have rocked something together. But
how do you feel?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, and so what happened was afterwards CeeLo Green, who is a guy who, like, the internet has a love-hate relationship with. He tends to put his foot in his mouth sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
And he said, yo, Big Boy, F the haters. Go out there and get that money, blah, blah, blah. It's these stupid protesters is what he said.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, yo, you could have chose a better wordage.
Absolutely.
Man, F these stupid protesters. Like, come on, CeeLo. Yeah. So then I say,
but
you got hired to do this joint. Do you think he picked the song like it was going to be your biggest song, which is I Like the Way He Move?
Yeah.
So 2003 is when that song came out.
Yeah.
Big Boy has done several albums since then.
And he's had some hits.
With some bangers.
Since then.
He came out to the Kryptonite joint, I'll be. Like,
yeah.
And then
he got that Kill Bill song with Killer Mike. That's dope.
Killer Mike wasn't there. And it's Atlanta. You know Killer Mike wasn't going to be there.
Killer Mike was first off, he's on a press tour for that Trigger Run thing, so he probably wasn't in Atlanta anyway.
He's probably not with the shits anyway.
You can hop a flight if you really want to.
He just said that he recently
reconnected with Big Boy, so I'm sure if Big Boy would have asked him to do it, he would have did it because they just mended their friendship.
I don't think Killer Mike would have done it. Was there beef?
Yeah, they had beef over when he was on.
Big Boy dropped the ball on his project.
Killer Mike was signed to Big Boy on that purple ribbon All Stars, whatever.
Oh wow,
yeah.
And then the whole world, that song they did together. And then Big Boy signed him. And then he kind of dropped the ball with his album, Monster. And then he went on and found success otherwise.
From what Killer Mike said, it was more like the major label was fucking him. And because of that, how Killer Mike was acting in return was being disrespectful to Big Boy, because Big Boy is the one who brought him
into the situation. Label. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, I can see how that happened. I didn't know they had
like a little tiff.
Yeah, so they had recently just, recently, but I guess before the record or whatever happened. But yeah, they just recently got cool again.
Ain't no time for beef.
That would have been a cool track to hear live. But anyway, I could have done without the halftime show.
Yeah.
But halftime heat was fire.
So it being in Atlanta, do you think that, like, should nobody in Atlanta have represented on the Super Bowl and had got that bag? Because we're saying, like, because realistically or not, like, I haven't watched no football this year unless it was on a TV somewhere that I was and I'm not paying attention. I haven't, like, tuned into any football, paid attention to it. Mm-hmm. But as far as that goes, like, most of the people who said that they weren't going to do that is either fell back on their word and watching it, or, you know, so I'm like, stuff in this culture is like here today, gone tomorrow. I'm not saying that it's not still, you know, hardcore people that's like, oh, I'm representing Kaepernick and not going. Because I saw people saying like, oh, I'm looking for non-Super Bowl parties to go to on Sunday. But I'm just saying, like, the Super Bowl is a huge thing. If that bag is on the table, why don't somebody get it?
Of course.
But is the bag worth compromising your what you believe in?
I mean,
we've talked about
for
this
some
before.
Artists, no, because Cardi B told them to fuck off.
Right. Even, they asked Cardi.
Even though she was on stage the day before dancing with Robert Kraft.
Well, what about the fact that Travis Scott was lying about talking to Cap. About getting Kaepernick's blessing about performing?
Wait, he
at the
lied?
Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
who called him out on it?
Nessa.
Kaepernick?
Nessa.
Oh, Cap's
Nessa,
girl?
Nessa put him on blast.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't do nothing that involves Cap's name and have it be fraudulent, because you're going to get exposed.
See, here's what happens, and this is, I think Charlamagne was saying it too. People want, and I kind of want this too, I wish that Kaepernick was a little more vocal on like what he wants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I guess he's like, I don't want to be that guy to tell y'all don't watch, especially when a lot of my brothers are out there trying to work and make money. But I feel like if he got fully behind this movement vocally and told people exactly what they wanted, what he wanted done, you know, then I think he would get a lot more support on it. You know, it's like people are deciding to boycott, but Cap never said it, you know, but he did sell a jersey, like a black jersey that says I'm with Cap.
Yeah.
And he was posting LeBron wearing it. Yep. He posted.
Right. But I'm saying people are steady boycotting. And like you said, there's no ending.
It's there's no direction. No, like, this is what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for them to hire Cap?
I don't know what the resolution is.
Right.
I don't know if
is
it's
it
Cap.
Just not to watch football.
Do we want to? We wait if they hired him tomorrow. Will we watch?
I think it's too late. I think at one point there was a chance for him to come back.
Cap's going XFL.
Yo, I didn't even think about that.
Cap's going XFL, bro.
I think he's the opposite of what the XFL wants. They
don't want the controversy.
They want MAGA ball.
I don't know. I don't know if they want MAGA ball.
MAGA ball.
MAGA ball. Wow.
So Ava DuVernay spoke up, said she wasn't watching. A bunch of people. Guapole was like, I'm not watching.
It was the lowest Collins Super started, Bowl in history.
Man, I was there, and I saw it was like 3-0.
Lowest
in the
ratings
half,
in a decade.
And I was like, man.
It was trash.
I was in front of the TV, but I was not watching it.
It's a horrible game. I played Tecmo Bowl and replayed the same game, and it was way more exciting. Shout out to Tecmo Bowl.
Man. Yeah, no, it was not. I was at my mom's house. She always does a Super Bowl party because her birthday is the 4th.
Nice.
So, happy birthday, moms. The family was over there, and the game was on.
Right, and the game was just
it
on.
Was boring as shit. Like, I was on my phone.
It was trash.
I was watching the commercials, and the commercials were trash.
It would have been cool if the Rams could have pulled it out.
Yeah, anybody but Brady.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They've won it for so many.
There were two good commercials. Did you remember a particularly good one that you liked?
I thought the
Bud Light one was dope. The Game of Thrones.
That was all right.
It was unexpected.
I'm not a Game of Thrones guy, so I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I saw it. God, what was one that made me laugh?
Did you see the NFL 100 one?
Oh, yes. The one with Marshawn Lynch with the cake.
Yes.
That was probably the best one that I saw.
That's the best ad I've seen in forever. Because it was freaking wrestling. It was them getting slammed through tables. It was basically the WWF Attitude commercial. Yeah. When they did, I think they had a Super Bowl commercial. Remember they had one? It was like them walking through the building and stuff going on fire. It was basically that. Now I think about it, NFL just copied WWE.
Yeah, no, that one was good. It was dope to see.
Yeah, all the, Barry like all the Barry spinning and tap dancing on people. Like that was dope.
Did y'all see any? Was there any good movie?
They showed a new
trailer. Avengers.
Yeah, it was short though.
The Endgame trailer short. Is they showed
the Endgame. That movie looks dark.
A new one or the same one with just added stuff in it?
New one, but it was short.
Okay,
it looks dark.
Like I'm excited about this movie, but man, I don't know if I'm ready, man. Like, I think it is going to get dark. I think a lot of people are going to get murked up.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are not coming back.
Shit, y'all know Captain Marvel comes out, like, next week or something? Or
the 8th of March.
Yeah, it's pretty soon. Dang. I'm like,
I'm hyped. There was a new preview.
I think that's going to be a sleeper.
I'm not. I don't even know what day it comes out until you just said it. I'm like, I know it comes out.
I think it's going to be a sleeper. Like, it's going to be a good movie.
I feel like there's a lot of press behind it.
It's the buffer,
but not the press that I should be getting, that should be drawing me in.
You know what? I get it.
Give it like a week or two. They're going to
when they go
out.
Full time, like, because it's just a lot going on. Like, we had to get over Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
You had to get through that. You had to get through Avengers trailers.
Aquaman.
Like, epic. A lot of superhero stuff.
You also got to realize, like, unless you're a hardcore, like, comic head, some people probably are not familiar with the Captain Marvel character at all.
Oh, no, I know. And I watch, like, movie news and all that stuff, so I've been up to date on, like, stuff about it. But it just hasn't been anything that's been like, damn, I can't wait to go see this movie.
Opening night.
I'm going to see it, but Marvel still dropped the ball on letting somebody beat them to putting out an all-female or a female lead first.
Are you talking about
now
Wonder Woman?
Yeah, now Captain Marvel isn't that important, other than she's going to be a piece to... Yeah,
she's pretty important to the story.
She's very important.
That's what
she's,
I just
you'll,
said.
You'll see.
I said,
like,
other than her being a piece to the story, it's not a... It's not a cultural phenomenon.
Right. Not
thing
yet.
That's about
it's like
happen.
Ant-Man wasn't and all that. It'll take time.
Yeah, and Ant-Man movies are still kind of lame. That
Ant-Man
second
Wasp
Ant-Man
is
was...
on Netflix now.
Yeah, it's whack.
It's funny.
I thought it was entertaining. It's got some humor. Entertaining.
It's funny.
The whole Ant-Man and the Wasp movie wasn't nothing but for you to see the bonus scene.
Right. You're right.
The whole movie was for that.
But it was entertaining.
And Luis.
Luis was great.
it's fun to watch.
Okay, so we got to put some things over.
Yes, we do.
I'm going to start, I guess.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a rap album. Now, first, I wasn't even sure if this was rap. But
right,
it's,
when you
it's
told me
definitely
it was,
rap.
That's not a rap
album. Nobody even, like, yeah, people that I know are not into this album at all. I just was like, let me listen. Because a couple weeks ago, the industry was trying to play this young man. Talking about the sales he made and how, whatever, it was the lowest physical sales ever in a week. But that doesn't mean anything when his top song has 80 million streams. I'm talking about A Boogie with the Hoodie. His new album, Hoodie Season, is out. The cover is fire. I don't know if you've seen it. Cover's super dope.
The cover's dope.
Let me see it.
Yeah, the cover's fire.
I would get mad, though, because if I were to listen to that album based off how fly the cover is and the album didn't match it, I'd be like, damn.
And then you hear, like, well, singing the auto-tune.
Well, I'm surprised that you ran, showed me this cover, and didn't even say, like, isn't this, like, is this like a Spider-Verse?
It looks
like
Spider-Verse, yeah. It kind of makes me think about a comic. So, but you know, I'm sure maybe it was some Spider-Man inspiration.
What's the 80 million play song? Because I don't even know an A Boogie song.
A Boogie's biggest hit is, what is it called?
Can you play 10 seconds of it?
I think it's the one with 6ix9ine. Swerving, and then he has Star Tender with Offset and Tyga.
I don't know any of these that you're talking about.
All these sound terrible.
Look Back at It is his big song. 85
Star
million.
Tender.
Look Back at It.
Star Tender. That's correct. With Offset and Tyga.
That's like Blueface. What's his song name?
Tatiana.
Tatiana.
Yeah. So this is Look Back at It. I'll give you a couple notes.
I've heard this before.
You have?
Probably. Is it on the radio? It's got to be if it's that many
it's
plays,
gotta
right?
Be. Yeah.
Either
he's,
that or when I'm at. When
he's
I'm
real good with rhythm, so I'm sure you heard it at the club. He's real good with rhythms, I will say. He's a young cat. Is it rap? I don't care. It's hip hop.
Does he wear a hoodie all the time?
Well, in his photo, he definitely has a hoodie on.
He better have a hoodie on every time I see him.
He got to always have a hoodie on now. You call yourself Boogie with the Hoodie, you better have a hoodie on.
It's like 2 Chainz, you know?
You can't be without 2 Chainz.
And 2 Chainz said, my name's 2 Chainz, but I got more than 2 on, or I got
a
few on.
I got a few.
As long as you got more than 2 Chainz on, then we good.
Then
so,
you good.
Boogie,
so
stay with a hoodie.
Shout out to A Boogie. I think the new album is good. Give it a listen. Open your horizons a little bit. It's
word,
fun.
So Hoodie Season, you like it.
Hoodie Season, I dig it.
What's your favorite song on it?
Actually, it's the intro. Voices in My Head. It's not called the intro. It's a full song. But again, like, he's just so good with rhythms, man. I just was like, wow, this dude, he's got some talent. There's a song with 6ix9ine on it. 6ix9ine is yelling a lot. It's pretty good. Pull Up,
right now,
the
too.
Last one is good. Pull Up is great. So yeah, man, it's interesting to just I do research. That's what I do. This was a research project. I wanted to hear what was popping in the streets. And said, hello, fellow kids. I wanted to hear what you're listening to. So I listened. Oh, and, you know, trying to stay young. So, but A Boogie's dope.
Uncle,
man,
Ram,
so,
with the hype beast.
Right?
Hey, Ram, do you know what STG means?
STG. No.
Okay.
Stop the Games?
No. So I was riding with my wife today, and she was on Facebook, and she was like, what's STG? And I was like, I don't know. She was like, I keep seeing people with STG on their posts. So she looked it up, and then she told me what it was. And I just told her how.
Wait, did she look on Urban Dictionary?
Yeah. And I just told her exactly. Yo, I told her how old she was. And she was like, you didn't know either. I said, but I didn't look it up because I don't care.
So what does it mean?
Swear to God.
Oh, my God.
I'm right. Like, so we hashtag can't just STG, right.
I'm just going to say swear to God.
Exactly. Hashtag STG. That might be the name of this episode.
STG is swear to God. So I was like, you looked it up so you knew what it meant,
yeah,
so that you can use it with young people. I didn't care.
You got to be careful with them little abbreviations when you look them up. You're going to get
scared.
Swear
to God.
Especially in Urban Dictionary, because they'll swerve you.
Oh, my God.
They'll be like, oh, the kids are using this now. It really means suck the gallbladder. these kids are so disgusting now. They're like, damn, ripping each other's insides out. Like, there's one other old meme like that where they'd be like, if you see your kids text these letters, then be aware. And it'll just say ridiculous stuff. It'll say something like.
Yeah, I'll be seeing some of that stuff with like the drug lingo. And I'll be nobody it's is like, using nobody this says or saying that. This.
Nobody says so, that.
But you got this long list of these slang names for this.
That's funny.
Those are funny. So, Rock, what you putting over?
I'm going to keep it hip hop. I'm going to put over. We had his father on late last year for the movie called The System. Mm-hmm. His son, Markel DeJuan,
mm-hmm,
phenomenal MC. The System movie soundtrack is essentially his album. It is phenomenal. Listen to it in your car or at home with a system. If you're familiar with the way I-Rock makes music, everything is very thick. It's full. You want to get that experience. Incredible album, though. Mm-hmm. Front to back, I did not find a song I didn't like. That's rare. And it just came out yesterday. So it's available all streaming platforms. You can cop it on iTunes. Very, very dope. The System movie soundtrack, Markel DeJuan.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out, man. It is a great, great album. Salute to both him and I-Rock. And happy birthday to the OG. His birthday was yesterday as well.
Hey.
So just want to just salute. You know, man, we appreciate what you guys are doing. This man, just listen to it. It is fucking dope.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Super dope. The movie's great, too. It's on Amazon if you can't
catch it. It is on Prime. So you can
get
watch
it on Prime
for free.
For free.
You should buy it.
It's like
I bought it, too. It was like $12. Just buy it.
I copped for support.
Watch it. It's going to definitely... It revolves around a lot of the social issues we're dealing with, as he said when he was here. So it's going to hit home. So, yeah, check that out, man. The album is dope. The movie is dope. Shouts out to both of them, man.
True.
Yeah.
So, Teak, what you got?
I'll keep it.
Want us to come back to you?
Nah. I was actually.
We'll ask Neo. Hey, let's call Neo.
Right?
No, I'm on Twitter, and I was just seeing that StarCast. They got 40 more rooms at the Tuscany for those of y'all planning on going to.
Wait, we're not talking StarCast until they book us. All right. Then we'll talk StarCast.
Hey.
I like that.
As long as we ain't paying for the room, I don't care. Well. But no, check this out. So we're going to keep it hip hop.
Keep it hip hop.
And because of recent events and things like that, I'm going to say that everybody should go check out 21 Savage's new album, I Am Better Than I Was. So.
Okay, that's a good album. That was last year, right? Like late last year?
Yeah, that was okay. That the end of last year, yeah. That was the last one that he just put out, which, I mean, the title is true. It is better than he was.
And, that's really all you can ask for.
Right. I mean, if you're going to come out and tell somebody that, you're putting it all out on the table. Like, hey, this is better than my last shit.
Can we talk 21 Savage? First of all, the joint A Lot is banging with Cole. I love it.
Yo, 21 let's talk Savages. 21
Savage.
I haven't listened to that album.
But, wait, the album you're talking about right
now? Yeah, that's why I said people should go listen to it. I myself am going to go listen to it.
How you putting it over if you ain't listened to it?
Because I've heard some dope 21 Savage features. What if it's trash? Leading up to this. He's right. Got a dope.
If you were going to ask me.
That is a teak coat sign.
Did you listen to it?
No.
So then.
I don't hear you anymore.
No, I didn't hear you either.
Check, check.
There you go. Now I hear you.
Rock said that he would say it was trash, but he hasn't heard it either. So that's a Rock cosign for you.
Yeah.
There you go. So you're saying it's good without hearing it. Yeah. So
I didn't.
Expert analysis on both sides of the table.
People
right?
Should go listen to it and make their
How
own
do you
opinion.
Know, though?
I didn't tell y'all what it was. I said it's out. Go listen to it.
I thought you were putting over because you listened to it.
That's not a put over. That's like a recommendation, I guess. Putting over means you vouch for it. Do you vouch for this?
Hey, 21 Savage got a dope verse on that Meek Mill project on Pay You Back. So
I don't even.
That's a good verse. It is.
I will say
he's gotten a lot better.
The
I will say
21 Savage
that's
story
true.
That broke over the weekend.
Talk about it.
Might have been the most wild story.
So for
that
those
came
out
of
the loop,
field,
or may not have been familiar with Black Twitter.
Dang, I'm trying to help my brother
Rock
out
knowledge.
So
he
make
might,
money
he
while he.
We need
he
some common sense.
So
I'm trying not to laugh. This is actually a serious story.
It's just wild because you don't expect to hear these kinds of things that revolves around a hip hop artist. So 21 Savage, come to find out, came here as a child. He was born in London. He's been here since he was like 7. And
really, I thought he said he's been here since he was 14.
No, they said he was 7 on what I read.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, he was picked up by ICE, those fuckwads, and he's being detained right now to be deported.
So is he from London or is he from Dominica?
No, he's from a UK territory.
Yeah, okay.
In the Caribbean.
Dominican.
Okay, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a UK territory. Okay,
some people they supposedly broke away from.
Yeah.
The UK.
Apparently, he never.
But still UK citizenship.
He never renewed his visa or whatever.
That's the parents' job, man.
Right, and the reason why people are up in arms is this: he's had some. This isn't. They've known about this for a while. So why now? He's had trouble with the law before. Why now? This isn't new. And all of a sudden, just picked him up over the weekend.
But what has happened recently, though? Have you heard about?
Oh yeah,
his last few appearances and the things he's been saying.
No, who you talking about?
21 Savage has been speaking up about immigration issues and things like that.
Oh, that's
that.
Convenient. I didn't know that.
Conveniently,
I don't pay attention to 21 Savage, so that's my fault for being misinformed.
I went and did a little bit of research and
look
was like,
you.
"The
teach,
last
teacher ran."
What can I say? The last week or so, he was doing appearances. I think Jimmy Fallon or something. He popped up on Fallon. And he mentioned something about ICE and about discrimination. And he rapped about families being separated at the border. And then, bam.
Look at this.
He decides to play this new verse. And then, bam, he gets arrested. Oh, let me rap this new verse for y'all.
Bruv.
Funny.
Bruv.
Wow.
Check this out.
Bruv. Yeah, they got to take it to the UK. Governor.
You said that they knew about this ahead of time. But, like. How much did they know? Because if he's been over here for this long, like, does he have identification?
All they have to do is run his information and they'll see he's not a citizen.
Well, I'm saying I've got pulled over by the police and they've run my information in Mesa and not got my information from Tempe. So,
well, that's you're talking about.
You're talking about some whack cops and versus
someone
the feds.
As high profile.
No,
as
that's
him.
Well, I'm trying to figure out is like what type of identification does he have? Because if he doesn't have a visa or if he's illegal and he's 21 Savage and he's making all this money,
technically,
then how does he have identification? Where is his driver's license or his ID?
Trust
me. Or how would he be able to get these things without the proper ID? Because when you go to get that, they would be like, yo, this visa is expired, or yo, you know, you're not an American citizen. Yeah. So I'm confused
about. Well, plenty
about,
of American citizens can get driver's licenses and whatnot. You don't have, you don't need, because I know plenty
true.
That have those
true.
Forms of ID.
Yeah, and they probably used a fraudulent form of ID to get another one. Because I could have swore that you needed a social security card or something else
get a driver's license?
To get an ID. What do you need for an ID? Or you need your ID to get a social security
birth certificate.
Card.
I guess.
I don't know, man. I was born here.
Yeah, and he wasn't born here. So.
Yeah, all right.
Again,
fair enough.
I don't know the rules, obviously. That's why I'm asking these guys. But I'm just
saying. For
somebody who's been through the court system, because he's been arrested before, I'm trying to figure out what type of. Like, if you're saying, like, yeah, they knew. You'll just let this guy back on the street with no identification?
Well, you know what, though? Like, they knew, and maybe they had no reason to want to fuck with him, but now that, like Rand was saying, if he's coming out speaking against, you know, ICE and whatnot, well, now they're going to make an example.
Well, here's what his management says. The arrest and detention of 21 Savage is an absolute travesty because his visa petition has been pending for 4 years.
Okay.
So he's been trying
that's convenient.
To get this stuff legally done, and they're like, oh yeah, just wait 4 years now.
Mm. And is this after he got into trouble with the law?
But I don't know what the timetable was. And if his charge is a visa overstay, you can usually pay a bond.
Yeah, no, that's the thing too. People are pissed off because it's an offense that's bondable.
It's bondable,
and he's being held,
and they're like,
no bond.
It's convenient.
And with what you said with him speaking against ICE and whatnot. That makes perfect sense.
Maybe he should have made sure his paperwork was
what would he really be doing now? You're not a flight risk if you ain't got identification.
That's what they said. They said he's not, because he has kids here. He has family here. He's not going to leave. But some silver lining, he did get some significant help today.
Yeah, from Mr. Sean Carter.
Yeah, Sean Carter, Hove stepped up. Get some legal representation. I got a feeling 21 Savage is going to be released.
Yo, and this is the shit that Hov's been doing. And
yes.
Yeah.
I wonder how it got out so quick that he did this. Because I remember when the Ferguson stuff was going on and all that stuff. Like, and people were saying, like, oh, why isn't Jay doing anything? Or why isn't people with money doing stuff? Yeah. And Jay was apparently, like, bailing everybody out of jail and all this behind-the-scenes
stuff. That's because Jay don't do anything. Jay's not doing nothing for clout. Jay just is going to keep it moving.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I wonder how this got out so quick.
Because, I don't think he would have broadcast
it. Got the lawyer for him.
Yeah.
Here's another crazy thing. Speaking of Jay and Rockefeller and Rock Nation, I'm sorry. Did you hear that Meek Mill bought a chain for Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots?
That's weird.
Was it a
Dream Chasers chain?
Oh, it's a Dream Chasers chain.
Because Robert Kraft helped get him out of jail.
But Robert Kraft was also one of the main proponents for getting Colin Kaepernick. Like,
and he's a heavy Trump supporter. Yeah. So
that's strange.
This is weird.
But does any of that
surprise us?
No. Not it's surprise
all,
you.
It's all weird.
Loyalty, man. Like, if your man's if this dude helped get you out of jail just because he got some stuff, like, you and your mans ain't gonna see eye to eye with everything.
I feel you.
That's what I'm saying.
But is a Dream Chasers chain really what Robert Kraft
needs
or wants? Or
he ain't gonna wear that fucking chain.
Is that the best way to show appreciation to a multi-billionaire?
What do you buy a multi-billionaire?
Right, that's what I was about to say. What else can Meek do for him?
I guess he can't do much.
Can he make him a Philadelphia Eagles song?
But I guess he wanted to make
Patriot.
Like beat.
He's the owner of the Patriots, though.
He's a Patriots fan. He's not an Eagles fan.
Damn, that's
worse. But I see what you're saying, though. What else could he do? So him handing off a chain is a big move.
I thought when he got out of jail that he went straight to the Eagles.
No, he went to the Sixers game.
He went to the Sixers game.
Oh, okay.
On Robert Kraft's
Kraft,
like, personal.
Kraft flew
him. Okay, I knew it was on a helicopter.
Yeah, because Robert Kraft did play a role in getting Mill out of jail.
He helped.
For whatever the reasons behind it were, we'll probably never know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's all political usually.
Yeah.
But what it is.
Paying the person back who helped get you out of jail. I don't want to be in jail.
I'm definitely not mad at that. So. I wouldn't get him a chain, but I'd find something to get him.
You know. Since we kind of touched on politics, did any of y'all catch any of the State of the Union last night?
I saw a little bit of highlights, and here's what's weird, and that's all I'm going to say. Shout out to AOC.
I was there for AOC. That's
for being the only woman there who, held it down. It was like...
No, you know who else held it down?
Who else?
Pelosi.
Okay. You know, of course.
With the fuck
of
you
course.
Clap.
Yeah, she gave him the super, like...
The super fuck you clap was awesome.
Yeah.
But AOC was,
AOC held
shits.
It down. She was... But women just started standing up. He's trying to take credit for all women getting more jobs this year and blah, blah, blah. And they start standing up. And AOC's like, nah. I'm chilling.
She wasn't with my
chair is comfortable. I ain't getting up for this. Like, respect to her for holding the ground and Pelosi for that. But I will watch the snore of the union maybe a little later.
I was at my mom's. It was on. I was watching a little bit of it and just listening to this motherfucker talk. And then reading articles today where somebody broke down, like, within, like, the first, like, 15, 20 minutes, he damn near lied about everything.
We should not be
surprised, but, you know.
That is Trump. All right, so enough politics. Let's talk some freaking wrestling. So here's what's happening in the wrestling world. In case you didn't know, Becky Lynch is quite hot. So here's what's going on.
with the Stone Cold booking.
This is complete. I swear, I should have dug it up on the network just to verify. But I feel like this is an exact Stone Cold story, what we're going through right now.
You could do a split screen. And
with Vince telling him, oh, I'm worried about Steph. You. I need you to, you know, not be in part. And then he beats up Stone Cold. Stone Cold beats up Vince. Yeah. Like, this is exactly it. I thought Triple H, because I watched a teeny bit of SmackDown.
I saw SmackDown.
I thought Triple H was going to say, oh, I see what this is. You just watched some old Stone Cold videos. Like, I really thought he was going to go there, but he didn't. But, like, okay, I got a very controversial thing, because we don't have to go through Raw shot for shot, but we will pick up some things.
Yeah.
Controversial thing for both of y'all.
Yes, yes.
And I would love to have Neo here for this so he could yell at me. I got a hot take.
Hit it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We need Charlotte in that match.
Oh, Jesus.
I know you don't want to hear it.
I just tuned out. But
I know you don't want to hear it.
I know what's going to happen.
Is Charlotte taking the pin? Is that what you're putting her in the match for?
Yeah. One, for her to take the pin. Two, if Rhonda's leaving, we need something else to continue. And three, Ronda's going to get outclassed in the ring. Like, it's just not going to be a good wrestling match.
If they do that, though, where does that leave Trashka? Who does she fight?
They'll build somebody up.
Who?
Nikki Cross. Nah, I don't know.
Seriously,
they're worried about the tag, women's tag right now, but I think
there's time.
For a Mania match?
I don't know who, though.
But that match will be first on the card. It's not important.
That's going to be quick.
Wait.
It's not important anymore.
Who is Asuka going to fight at Mania?
Yeah.
This doesn't even matter.
They'll pull some NXT person up and give them a match.
Who?
Kyrie. Kyrie
exactly. Sane.
Oh, Jesus.
I wouldn't mind that. But
or if we get...
Who's the best? I mean,
probably won't
Naomi?
Get nobody else
who's
up?
The best
I
woman?
I thought Naomi just got in a tag team with Carmella.
She is.
But if they don't win the straps, then they're going to have to do something else.
Natalya?
Natty's on Raw.
Yeah. It can't be Ruby Riott. Like, Ruby Riott's probably my next favorite out of all.
Oh, she's fighting.
But she's Raw.
And she's fighting Ronda at Elimination Chamber.
Oh, they're going one-on-one.
Next up to lose.
Oh, she's losing.
Yeah. Because they set something up where, I guess,
Ronda
beat up
the whole
rest of the Riott squad.
So you're saying Charlotte comes in.
Charlotte has to be a part of that match.
And she takes the pin. So technically, Ronda Rousey still hasn't actually
Ronda's never lost.
And Becky's going to walk out with the strap.
That's what I think has to happen.
I know. Yeah, I don't want to see Charlotte in that match because I think Ronda and Becky could do it. But they're going to throw Charlotte in there at some point.
I'm just waiting for it to happen.
Is it going to be part of the injury angle?
That's what I'm wondering. Is it going to be like a straight heel move? Because Charlotte came out heel.
Yeah.
Like, fully heel this week.
Even though Triple H is like, get out of here. This doesn't concern you.
Right. He's just like Sunder.
Get out of here.
Get out the ring. Who are you? Flair's daughter? Whatever. Get out of here. It's just Sunder. So, but she came out straight heel. So it's like.
Who?
Charlotte. So.
You guys she's going to SmackDown.
She's going
to
finagle her way. Just because Becky was on both shows.
She was on both.
It's like, it's kind of putting me in the middle.
Yeah, but Becky. But you're not even talking about how on the first show on Raw.
Yeah.
How the whole opening was straight up Vince McMahon and Stone Cold. It was Stephanie McMahon.
You were in your phone when I said that.
Yeah, I did. I was. Yeah. I said that because I'm like.
You was here, but you wasn't here, fam.
I clearly just
man,
said that. I was like,
I heard you.
You said shot for shot. Yeah. It's just me and Rock having a conversation
you
right now.
You know what I'm saying?
He was like, it was almost shot for shot. I'm like, I could have sworn.
You could split screen the old
Vince
footage
McMahon
with the new footage and be like.
Said these things to Stone Cold. I'm worried about you.
This is a recycled gimmick.
Your health and blah, blah, blah.
I don't know if all that stuff.
Even
is
the knee brace,
but I'm just
it's
exactly
working.
Even
knee
the goddamn
brace,
knee brace,
the
man.
Knee brace.
I mean, it's working. Crowd's not mad at
it.
Crowd's not like, old story. We don't like it. No, they love it.
But it was funny because it's like Stephanie's worried about your health, yeah. And then you attack
you
her.
You get beat up, and then look how they did the replay
just so hot.
And the zoom in on like, oh, Stephanie kicked her in that bad knee. Like, what are y'all trying to do? She's trying to protect herself. So, are you trying to say Stephanie's a heel for this? For getting attacked?
Man, if I'm getting jumped by somebody and I know they got a bum knee,
yo,
I'm going
for
the
bum knee. That's
There's
real.
No rules in a street fight.
No rules. Now they're looking at like she's wrong for trying to defend herself.
Shit.
That's whack. So anyway.
Yeah, that was nuts.
But my hot take, I don't know if you was even listening, Teak, is that, I'll say it again, Charlotte needs to be in that match because as professional wrestlers, as WWE superstars, Ronda's not ready for Becky. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it'll be a quality match. unless you put another wrestler
is
in.
Ronda, let me ask you this. Is Ronda ready to main event the biggest show of the year?
Yes.
For them. You think so?
She's ready.
Okay.
But they got to do something with her character. Like, I feel like
they get her a mouthpiece?
Her talking is just not doing her any favors.
Like, I was watching, I watched Raw, and then I think when I was on Hulu, so we went to the previous last week's episode, and I'm watching the promo that she was cutting against Becky, and Ronda Rousey's like screaming at her in her face, and Becky's just like,
right.
And it feels forced from Ronda. Like, she's still not, she still hasn't like quite grasped the art of the promo.
And it's not, I don't and expect her to pick it up right away.
It's almost been a year, though.
But it has been a year.
But I'm saying, if Ronda Rousey can lock down the promo game, it would elevate her. Because Becky, when Becky's doing promos, she's so much better.
Yep.
And her words sting. And she's not even yelling. She's just talking.
Just talking.
But Ronda had no reason to cut promos early on because she was only selling. Like, she was getting beat up and then just like overcoming. So,
but now you have to sell the main event of WrestleMania. Yeah. Right. So you got to talk.
And last WrestleMania she was in it, wasn't that when she was in it with Triple H and shit?
Yeah, it wasn't a main event, though.
No, so they did all that. Like, it was nothing for her to do.
She didn't do anything. She had Kurt to hold. She had Kurt to kind of walk her through.
She didn't even have a match before that. No. She just came out, flipped people, and went back. So
it was like flip, armbar.
So now it's all on her, which I think is fair because she can handle it, but it ain't much time. She got to grow into it. Or this is a cool thing that I saw in a message board conversation. What do you say? What would you say about her having a mouthpiece?
Depends who it is.
If she became the client of Paul Heyman.
You know what, though?
That would be fire.
I think it would be fire, but at the same time, there's also that potential that could backfire for her.
Like Paul's more over than her?
Yeah.
It kind of does that with Brock. Like, people hate Brock, but they love Paul.
Yeah.
You know?
And the flip side is, though, Ronda's going to be there. Brock's never there. Like, Paul Heyman shows up on Raw without Brock to talk for Brock.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman will be with Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey's going to be right next to him.
But maybe they'll have Ronda stop showing up as much. Like, they could.
That could also backfire.
Yeah,
because people aren't really into Brock Lesnar having a strap and him not never being there.
I think that might be backfiring on Ronda. Like, her coming out every week, beating a girl every week. You know what I'm saying? Beating two women sometimes.
Well, yeah, because she fought with Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan.
Beat them both in one day. I think this could be backfiring on her because she's literally running through every girl on the roster.
Like, the best, I think one of the better matches, she had a good match with Sasha. That was a good match. But if you look at the list of matches she's had, she hasn't really had a whole lot of great matches, and it's only because they're just feeding her anybody.
It's the same thing. She gets beat up for the first 5 minutes, and then she turns it around and comes back armbar.
Does a little punch, flip, Samoan throw, armbar.
It's like Brock's matches, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. They get a moment, and then he comes back and kills him.
She gets beat up, and she overcomes.
It's very similar. So that's why I was like, yo, why wouldn't it makes sense for Paul to step in and be like, I'm going to be your mouthpiece.
Well, you figure, because after WrestleMania, Paul Heyman's going to have a lot of time in his hands because Brock's supposedly going bye-bye.
And Ronda might be supposedly going bye-bye.
Allegedly. Yeah, so, she wants to have little babies.
But
little baby Rouseys.
But Paul has said that he's interested in working with a new person. And he said he would like to work with a woman. So Becky. It makes me think.
Even though Becky can talk.
That it should be Becky?
Oh, man.
I don't think it should be
it's
Becky.
It's not going to be
if Becky. If it was Ronda,
Becky don't
be
need it. Becky don't need anything to make her any hotter than she already is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's another thing that happened, a weird moment. Kurt Angle comes out, talks about his future.
Yeah.
Doesn't finish what he was going to say.
Nope.
Gets into a match. I hate when they do this. Like, I'm about to say something, and then it's like, you don't say it. And then after the match, when Braun Strowman comes out, they win the match. I'm like, then they start playing his music. No, don't play his music. Let him talk.
Let him finish.
Let him say what he had to came out there to say.
Yeah, because they were teasing it like, oh, Kurt Angle's going to talk about his future.
Yeah, you like, know, let him say. Like, is time's up? Like, sorry, Kurt, you had your moment.
Boring Corbin comes out and...
I get it. I mean, Baron Corbin has legit heat. If like, I'm not... That part is great. He has great heat.
Baron Corbin?
Yeah, his heat is amazing. Yeah. So anybody you put him in a ring with, you want that person to destroy him. So
if anybody was going to interrupt Kurt Angle, shouldn't it have been his son? Fuck is Jason Jordan at?
I don't think Jason Jordan ain't coming back. I don't think he's ever going to get cleared again.
There's rumors that his injury is not healing.
It's not similar to what happened. Like, it's as bad as with Tyson Kidd. Yeah. We're never going to see them. Because he's been producing for the last I heard.
Yeah. He's backstage. He's just not a character anymore. Yeah. Like,
they won't clear him.
Sucks. They won't clear him. That sucks. I'm sure they had plans to finish that angle.
He still should have came out and talked.
He could have talked.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad. I'm back.
You don't need to quit.
You don't talk about me. You don't talk about me no more, Dad.
Okay. Best thing on Raw, I thought. Yeah. Was
I'm mad that storyline didn't get finished and we didn't figure out what the but point we
knew
all that was.
We knew well, first of all, we didn't like it. We hated the storyline.
We did hate the storyline.
We hated Jason Jordan.
I knew it was coming, but I want to know what, like, it's just pieces.
Did they ever show who the woman supposedly was?
We never figured out who the texting person was either. Who was
so many open ended storylines?
And who was GTV?
Up.
And who was the man driving the car when the what's the name got hit? Oh, we don't know. But Finn Balor, Rush. I thought it was a good match.
Good. It was Rikishi when
no, Aleister Black got hit by a car too, didn't he? Didn't they do a
Aleister
car thing?
Aleister Black got hit by a car.
Yeah, it was Gargano.
Was Gargano driving
it? Oh, it was Gargano. All right, okay. All right, so I thought Leo Rush and
Wrestling
Balor
that was good.
Had a good one.
Yeah, that was good.
That was dope. EC3 was a weird one.
That whole little segment where Nia came out during the Moment of Bliss and then Dean came out,
so weird.
I'm not sold on EC3. That's just me personally because I'm not. I know he's a TNA guy. Because
you hate indies.
Guy.
No, I'm just kidding.
That was the talk of the Twitter DMs.
No, they're definitely – it's a rocky start with EC3. Like, they're really not giving him the right liftoff.
Well,
all he did was get clowned.
He squashed Dean, though.
And he's
– Yeah, so is it clear
Dean's
going
to get squashed all the way to WrestleMania.
Is it clear that Dean is leaving?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like it. But let's talk about it.
Yeah.
WWE mentioned that, you know, they made the announcement.
Yeah.
But same day, Hideo Itami was out.
Yep.
No announcement. No nothing. He just puts a thank you on his Twitter and keeps it moving.
Yeah, Hideo Itami's also not on the same level as Dean Ambrose, though.
Yeah, because they're trying to use Dean for something.
For what? For getting rolled up or beat up by EC3?
To put over EC3, apparently.
And Nia Jax? He's probably going to lose to Nia at WrestleMania.
Well, I think what Rand is trying to get what good is...
I'll let Nia roll me up.
What good is Dean putting somebody over if you know Dean is leaving? I think that's what Ram might be getting at. Because it could be a work.
Like the fact that they're mentioning this and then they don't mention it when other people leave.
Right, because, again, if somebody is leaving, then putting somebody over, if you know that this person is leaving, then it doesn't mean as much
right
for them to put this person over because as
yeah,
a,
it's
as
not
a
meaningful
snow,
win because you didn't do it.
Like,
you didn't do it when it mattered. When he had the IC title, you didn't let EC3 beat him.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know.
That is more like we're beating you up on the way out than you putting somebody over. So,
okay. That's exactly what's going to happen. He's going to lose for 3 months straight.
He's going to lose three
thanks,
months
Thanks, Dean. 3 months
yeah,
of loss.
Dean's going to get squash, and then whatever he does afterwards.
Oh,
and then Dean said, what do you say to Nia Jax? It's clear you got a crush on me or something. Stay away from me. I still wouldn't be too far-fetched if we saw this Dean versus Nia.
Kind of a la.
That's WrestleMania.
Like China used to fight dudes.
Yeah.
I think that's Mania, and she's going to beat him at WrestleMania.
So do you think leading up to Mania that Nia's going to keep picking on Dean until Mania?
I don't even think
they'll... Causing him to lose matches and shit.
I don't even think they'll go that far, but yeah, I do. Because it seems like Dean is just forgotten, man. Like, we talked about it last week. I don't want to go into it too much, but Dean has been a dropped ball, like, since he's come back. Like, they haven't gotten the right
thing behind them. And it's not all his fault, but it is partly his fault, too.
Yeah, but I think with him coming back, he came back in better shape. Like, he's working
hard. He came back. And he was white hot for, like, 2 weeks.
He was working super hard. And then it's, like, I think the turn and maybe the Roman thing. And then, like.
Well, I think that the Shield with the Roman thing definitely played a part in kind of killing off some of that momentum they had.
That's true.
You know, no fault of his own. And I don't think he ever really recovered.
Yeah,
they tried.
That's a good point.
Tried by turning him heel when he destroyed Seth. And he was, you know. But even that kind of fizzled because their program wasn't as great as it could have been.
It was not.
Well,
they were fighting every week. It was just too much.
Yeah.
They didn't have to put the Shield back together when he came back.
They had to put them together to break them again. But then Roman's news came out. Yeah. I think it was like, let's build them one more time and just so you can break it one last time.
Yeah.
I think that was the plan. But now we'll never, ever see another Shield again.
Yeah.
It's over.
Probably not.
So sad. All right. Yeah, so
that was Raw.
That was Raw. Yeah. Raw happened. SmackDown, I didn't see, but I watched the first segment. So that was Becky stuff. So I'm going to have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan was back at home. What was the response like? He was in Washington. He was in Seattle. Did he get booed?
It was
did he get
good.
Cheered? Did he play to the crowd?
No. Well, he played. He did. He played did to he? A crowd in a much different way. So he played to the crowd as in like, hey, I'm from Washington. So you guys are smart like me, and you know that what I'm saying is the right stuff.
Smart. Oh, that's smart.
Right. Also, so he was
smarky.
He was good being, writing. Okay. He was being the heel that was still trying to
the
be like the
heel.
The hometown
yeah.
heel.
The hometown heel.
Right. And then Rowan got to talk on the mic.
Well, I didn't catch that part.
Yeah.
Rowan oh, Rowan talk? Talked.
Rowan yeah. can talk.
Yo, I've never heard voice? Him speak.
Yeah. Rowan said some stuff on the mic, and then the crowd
body?
Started. The crowd was heckling him, and then
because they've never heard him speak before.
And then Daniel Bryan got the took the mic from Rowan and said, "Stop laughing at my friend. I don't like it."
I'm gonna go back and rewatch that.
I might have
I
to
hear
watch
what Rowan
that now.
Sounds like I've never heard the man speak.
I gotta watch that.
So I need to just hear the voice and be like, "Oh yeah, okay,
okay."
So, what
and
else
then
happened?
he had a match with who did he wrestle?
I didn't catch all of them.
I think he wrestled Jeff Hardy.
Okay.
Mm.
Did Joe come out at all?
Jeff Hardy won, actually, by DQ.
Okay.
Yeah, Joe came out and choked everybody out.
Again?
He came out and choked Jeff Hardy out. He came out and choked.
Joe.
I think he choked out AJ Styles, who came out in the melee.
Oh, everybody that's in the chamber?
He's hurt right now. I was reading he's hurt.
And AJ?
He has a hernia.
He just denied that on Twitter. He was like, "Who's told you I got a hernia?"
No, he denied the signing rumor that he re-signed.
No, he also denied
oh,
the
did he
hernia
both?
Today.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
He's denying everything.
He's denied.
But
denied,
that doesn't
denied.
Mean it's
yeah.
not true.
I did see.
He said he doesn't want to look like damaged goods if he's going somewhere.
True. I didn't see the match, but apparently, Randy Orton gave Mustafa Ali a crazy black
yeah.
eye.
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh, because he stepped on his
that.
Face by accident.
Oh,
what
he
they
stepped
said.
On him?
Yeah. So.
Oh, shit. I didn't see
that. Oh, it wasn't like the full body stomp.
No,
it was
like
an accident.
No, yeah. Like sometime during the match, he stepped on his
him?
Face.
Dude.
Ooh, ouch. Ouch.
And I guess the eye even was like closed up like during the match or whatever, like after it happened.
Oh, it swelled up immediately like yeah. that, like a boxing like a
it
fight.
Looked bad. It, yeah. ugh.
Did you read the story about Randy Orton that he was, there was a story that came out today on the site that I go to that he was willing to entertain and listen to an offer from AEW.
Who else? Anybody else?
No, I
feel like everybody's willing to listen.
I read that one. I read the story about there's concern backstage about the Usos because their contract's coming up. That was on the site I went to. Mm. And then plus Finn Balor posting all the pictures with Jericho and Pac. But then again, you were saying that could just be Finn Balor.
Finn
being Finn
plays
Balor.
The internet. That's what he does. So
AJ hasn't re-signed yet, so there's speculation. AJ could jump ship.
Yo. So we got to talk AEW a little bit.
They say they have a big announcement tomorrow.
You've talked about how you're not sold because we haven't hired any talent.
Yeah.
Now that we got rumors, so let's just say we get, let's just say every rumor's
sure,
true.
Okay.
So we get AJ,
yep.
Randy,
okay.
Usos,
okay.
Who else?
Lenny Osega.
Dean and Lenny.
Lenny Osega.
Are you excited now?
That changes things, yes. that would excite me. I'm just, okay, for me,
why?
I'm
not even all top tier.
It's a lot of top tier.
I know
though.
Those guys.
See,
not,
it's about recognition.
I'm not invested in the Young Bucks like some people are. I know Cody more
well,
from
need
when
to go
Cody.
Go look at some more stuff.
It's hard. It's hard for me to like get into that stuff. Though,
they're the
man.
Greatest, man.
Like the Bucks are like the Bucks are cool, but I'm not invested. Cody Rhodes is cool. I'm not fully invested in Cody. Like I think Cody's dope,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not fully invested. Jericho.
Well, I think it's hard to
Jericho
be invested in an underdog story that you didn't watch because
true,
the Young
true.
Bucks
yeah,
story was that
up.
They came
yeah,
from
yeah, yeah. I don't
like
know
backyard
this. I
wrestling
don't know
when
story.
They were kids.
Like the Hardys.
Being, exactly. Yeah. Just like that. Being professional wrestlers
yeah,
at
that's
16.
That's basically what they are.
Like,
imagine them. They're the Hardys. Yeah.
Of independent wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I came to the Young Bucks train late too. I missed all the PWG stuff. It was the stuff against the Hardys. That when I first started really
oh, they
watching
the Hardys,
yeah, okay. that was Hardy's last match.
That was
match.
Hardy's last, yeah.
They did a ladder match. It was in ROH. That was fire.
Was this Woken Matt Hardy?
Yeah,
yeah. Woken Matt and Jeff was kind of like in that same gimmick too.
Oh, he was Brother Nero.
Yeah,
he was Brother Nero. So, but it was a great match. So that was when I first started getting into Young Bucks, and I was like, "Oh, these dudes are dope. Yeah. They're basically Young Hardys." You know what I mean?
I kind of got that impression. Yeah, I got. I see a lot of rockers in them too because of their gear and the way they move with the super kicks.
A lot of movements and jumping around.
No, but I mean, I think AEW, obviously, like we said, Jericho wouldn't have signed if there wasn't a lot of promise. They have a TV deal. Jericho has said that. They just haven't announced what the TV deal is going to be at.
And I'm sure Jericho's talking to these guys. Like, yo, you know, if I'm over here, it must be legit.
And that's got to put a little bit of fear in WWE because Jericho is one of those guys that if he speaks, people are going to listen.
Also the fear is going to be that if people's contracts are up and they know that they have somewhere that they can go, renegotiating.
No, they use that to get more money from Vince.
That was one of the caveats to the Randy Orton story. They were saying Randy could also be leverage to get more money from WWE, which in all reality, I don't see Randy Orton leaving. He's a lifer.
I don't think he's going.
His family is in that company. He's not going to leave.
And he's not going to get that royal treatment in AEW. So if he's used to the life that he's living, because they're not going to, like, if you go over to AEW and they're like, we don't give a fuck about your RKO out of nowhere. Like,
you don't think so? You're going to lose the Cody and you're going to lose the Pac.
You don't think an indie crowd would fucking pop over RKO?
I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is that the first thing that Rand said is you're going to lose to Cody. Do you think that Cody is going to want to bring stars in that's bigger than him?
Well, especially because
promotion.
Cody was one of Randy Orton's lackeys when they did his legacy.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. And I don't know if he has a lot of really good stories about Randy too. So Randy's not like
Randy's one of those guys.
He's not an internet favorite. Like, he's not super personable. So, like, I don't know if he would fit with AEW. There's a lot of internet darlings over there.
It is.
You could bring in freaking, who's the guy the internet loves? Zack Ryder. They would cheer the heck out of him.
Mojo Rawley.
I don't know if the internet cares about him, but maybe. I don't know. But yeah, guys like that. Mid-card dudes who came from indies or built themselves up, they would love him. Ty Dillinger. He'd probably be great in AEW. Like, but I don't know, man. I think, here's one more thing.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is just rumors and grain of salt with AEW, but here's what we talked about it. Did we talk a little bit on mic? It wasn't off mic. About Asuka. Asuka, I just read, did not appear. This is two straight SmackDowns where
she had an after show match, on like TV. A dark match or whatever you want to call it.
So why are you keeping the champion off TV? Is this what Simon Grimm said all these months ago on our show on episode 100? She's too good?
No.
At wrestling for these girls? Like, she's just better than everybody.
You know, skill-wise?
Yeah.
Maybe. She also can't talk, and that hurts.
She's the champion.
But she can't talk, bro.
She's the champ.
Yeah. She can't talk.
How do you not put your... Take the strap off her. Like, how do you not put your champ on TV?
I'm amazed they haven't... Like, I don't know why she has it to begin with.
She tapped Becky out. Like, they believe in her. She tapped Becky out.
And that don't mean nothing in the grand scheme of
things.
She's
the champ on SmackDown, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is why she wasn't on TV. Because SmackDown's show is too short and they got too many storylines going on right now that I'm sure it just wasn't room for her. If we're dealing with the Becky Lynch, Charlotte storyline, which is the most important female storyline, they're also still building the female tag teams up for Elimination Chamber for what's going to be the first women's tag team belts.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's not going to be on TV. The same way all these people were on the pre-show.
But instead, we got Naomi and Mandy
Rose.
But
it was for a match to get into Elimination Chamber.
Like,
I get it.
The women's, title should be the second most coveted title on that roster.
But not if you're introducing new titles. That's what I'm saying.
The tag titles?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy,
women's matches were for the tag title Elimination
Chamber. They could have pulled something off of that SmackDown card and given Asuka a match.
Who? You wanted them to pull off Rusev and Shinsuke versus the Good Brothers? Because that was on SmackDown also.
Yeah. It was?
Yeah.
Well, I like having them getting on TV. I'm not mad about
it. The Good Brothers haven't been on SmackDown forever or in the ring forever.
It is strange, though, like you were saying.
Shinsuke
like
has been off of TV forever, and now he's just getting back on TV.
But when your champion is not on TV,
yeah.
Like not even walking backstage.
It was the same thing with Shinsuke. He was the champ, and the U.S. title was never on SmackDown.
And maybe it is because he can't talk.
He can't talk either.
Is it just because they're just biased against these dudes who don't speak English well?
I mean, you know, I mean, the promo game and being able to speak and do all that is really big in WWE.
I get it.
These two can't do it.
I just think what's going on is that the fact that, like, where the point that WWE is getting to with the split brand stuff is that there's too many titles.
Yeah.
And every show is not going to feature every title, and we're going to have to get used to that. There's too many people on the roster that you're going to think that you're going to see this two-hour show three titles.
But she's your woman's champion. She's the top of the woman's division.
If anything, the champ should be backstage. It should be something.
Even if she's just, like you said, just walking around.
But they
around.
Did a promo package for her, so.
They did?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
So here's Cap said, speaking of titles, shout out to Cap, that once the women's tag team titles come, there will be 17 titles in WWE.
Is that main card?
Main roster.
That's including, or is that NXT?
Well, let's see. You have the WWE Universal, IC, U.S. Heavyweight. Mm-hmm. You have men's tag, women's tag.
No, two men's tags.
Yep. Oh, two men's tag. Okay.
And a women's tag. So there you go.
You have a cruiserweight.
Did you? You didn't say the women's title either yet, did you?
Women's title was the second one I said. Yeah. That's eight.
No, the second title you said was Universal.
That's nine. So there's nine titles right there. Where are the other eight at? They got to be NXT.
NXT and 205. Well, the cruiserweight title was 205.
205
live,
is
right.
Cruiserweight. I said I got that one.
Yeah, I guess he counted.
So it's got to be. It's got to be
NXT UK
and UK.
North American, NXT Tag, NXT Women's, and NXT UK, NXT
UK tags. Yeah,
that's where you go.
Okay. All right. So it's not.
It's not his main card.
But that's nine titles that you in the main show. In the main two shows, that was nine titles.
That's a lot of straps.
It is a lot. Like I mean, as much as I love the idea for women's tag titles, I feel like this might be controversial, but I don't think.
Too soon?
I think the shows aren't long enough.
No, they just need to,
they're long enough as they are without adding another title match every pay-per-view now.
They just need to unify the men's tag belts now.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
At some point, they probably should, because the men's tag division isn't.
It's trash. Both shows are not strong.
Both.
They've never been strong at the same time.
They're not strong on both shows. If you unify the men's tag belts and you have them run the men's tag belts like the women's tag belts, which they go to both shows, then you just make more space.
I think that's a good idea.
I like that.
They should unify them.
And I think that would be better for the fans, too, because you're going to get better matches.
And then that would be a match for the Usos and the New Day to not be on the pre-show.
They can't put that on the pre-show. Yeah, they could.
Yeah, they could.
Let the Usos unify the tag belts, and then maybe you'll keep them on WWE.
That might keep them around. So AEW tomorrow has an announcement show. I will be going
with
some of the Steel Cage Boys. Shout out to Cap and
Did G1 figure out if he was going with you? You guys?
I don't know. He called me while we were recording right now, but I didn't answer. Because
he was offering a drive. So.
Oh, word. I got a ride though, but that's what's up. So we'll see what happens.
So we'll have Matt Mania podcast out there reporting.
There'll be some live updates.
Live
they're
going to
let me get
a live
scrum style interviews. They said
this is a pool party, right?
It'll be by the pool. It's I ain't getting pool. In no pool.
Wait, what'd you say?
They said scrum style interviews.
Who the hell told you that? And what does that
mean? That's what the credential person said.
Oh, did you end up getting a credential?
Yeah.
Good.
So that means basically, there'll be a bunch of people. Like, probably on, like a you know how they had, the red carpet or whatever. Maybe they have where you can come up and just talk to them real quick.
So it's probably going to be, it'll be, one of the things where it's going to be, a pool of press.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a bunch of microphones.
And you just go get a quote.
Stick your phone or record.
Say Matt Mania podcast.
You get.
Slap Mania podcast. No, you said it wrong.
Cody just comes
can you
out
say,
like,
no.
Who wants to touch me?
Yeah. Cody hits a crossroads. Brandy spears somebody in the pool. Young Bucks super kicks somebody.
His dog is paddling in the pool.
The dog attacks somebody.
Jericho hits a code breaker off the top of the hotel into the pool, kills somebody.
So do we think, I have friends who think this is going to happen, so this is probably the last thing we cover for this episode.
Damn, we're good.
Do you think that this is the announcement where Lenny Osega is finally official?
His contract officially expired on the 31st of January. So
Oh, it did?
Yeah, that was the date.
Dang. It so it's time. Time
so
to make a decision.
You're going to be there. Do you think he's going to be there?
I don't know. But like I said, the people I'm going with, they think so.
They think he's going to be there?
I don't know, man. And is this a game changer at all, or did you already see this coming?
It's going to be Vegas talent.
It's not a game changer only because I think
we're announcing Swade Thompson.
It's going to be Willie Mack.
Right.
Willie Mack. I mean, I ain't mad at that.
No, me neither, but I'm sure it'll be him before. Well, is he still
still champion?
Is he still champ? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a game changer because I think everybody expected it. But I mean, that's a huge name for them to have.
It's big, man. I mean, he's arguably the best wrestler in the world.
Yeah, which means they're probably going to get more. We'll probably get more Omega and Jericho, which I'm cool.
Hold on, I don't know if I need that.
Speaking of best wrestler in the world,
that's what I'm saying. Who's Kenny going to fight?
I just need to segue from this for a second. We're still going to talk AEW, but I just recently saw on Joey Janela's Instagram that he was somewhere where Ken Shamrock was fighting in a bar. Did any of you guys see this?
What?
Wait, was
Ken Shamrock
like
was somewhere having
like a sanctioned fight,
a bar fight.
Was
match.
He wearing the glove? UFC gloves.
This is what they do now. They're called like barroom brawls or something, where it's just like a wrestling match in a bar.
What?
Wow. They're like hardcore matches.
What?
Wow.
I've never heard of such.
That Saint Valentine dude that Amelia knows in New York. He does them all the time.
Yeah, that's so strange.
So yeah, I was just watching his Instagram. And then all of a sudden, Ken Shamrock is on his Instagram.
In a bar,
having a barroom brawl.
Well, that's interesting.
Do y'all even like, okay, at this point in time, it's 2019. Do you guys even want to see hardcore matches like that anymore?
I don't either.
Like, I don't need to see people getting
busted. Well, nobody
over
got
the
bloody
head.
In that match. Okay. But if it's a bloody match, like,
I don't need to see
what
that.
Happened to, I can't think of his name, but some of these matches that I be seeing now, like even old matches that were hardcore matches, hurt my stomach now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, old stuff we used to watch. I'm like, oh, God, how did I deal with
watching
that?
Watching The Rock beat the hell out of Mankind with that chair.
Bruh.
That was hard to watch.
Bruh.
That was really hard to watch. Yeah.
And the clip was just on Instagram like last week or something. I don't remember what. Like,
I had to turn it off.
What the anniversary was or something, but when he ran up behind him and smacked him in the back of the head with the chair.
Yeah, because that was Royal Rumble. Yeah. And and then after that, it was they did Halftime Heat and an empty arena match. Oh, okay. And then they did an I Quit match. Yeah, the I Quit match was the
I am glad World Halftime Heat wasn't in front of no crowd.
You know what? We were talking about
they
that.
They actually let folks into the performance
center. I think
center.
Neo was
no,
saying,
they shot
like,
that. They previously shot that.
But it was in the performance center.
It was at the performance center, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't empty.
So it was like the end of a house show or whatever. Yeah.
I put money on that because when I saw that, because that was the only thing that was hype. Playing. And I'm like, I'm sure that y'all didn't do all of this for one match. Y'all had to shoot that.
They did a whole show and then put that at the end. All right, so that's what's going down.
But yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys that I saw Ken Shamrock.
Oh,
and I thought he was dead.
Speaking of Instagram, every day this month, I'm going to do my best to post on the Matt Mania podcast a Black History Month Wrestler of the Day. So we've been through a few now. We got Junkyard Dog.
Yep.
We got Boba Brazil.
Yep.
We got Ron Simmons.
Tony Atlas.
Damn. Jay Lethal. We got Tony Atlas today. And tomorrow, we'll talk about who it is tomorrow. But, yeah, so go on to the Matt Mania podcast Instagram. Go double tap that. And that is at Matt Mania Pod. Also, before we get out of here, the Matt Mania podcast is sponsored by the Muscle Hustle game.
Yes.
Which you can get on your iPhone or your Android. And don't forget, if you put in our code, because I see somebody just cashed in one of those, you go into
gold.
Mega Hustle. That's right. Mega Hustle will get you 25 gold. Trying to be a gold member.
Wow.
shout out to Remy Casillas, who got the hookup.
Nice.
And he got his 25 gold. I hadn't seen the screen before. It says, welcome, Mega Ram fan.
That's super dope.
Nice. So thank you for that, my friend.
Do that, and also remember, patreon.com, Matt Mania Podcast.
Yeah.
Pay that money, whether it's $1, $5, $10, $50. We appreciate your patronage.
I think some Patreons might be getting some stuff in the mail pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got shirts coming. Also, we'll be recording a new episode for you, just for you, after this.
When are you sending those out so that I can get you stickers so that you can include that in the...
Already started.
You already sent some out?
Yeah, I've been waiting for stickers. You ain't giving them to me.
You tell them you needed them, but I...
We're here every Wednesday.
Did you bring
them?
We see each other every Wednesday.
That's why I asked.
8 o'clock.
Case closed.
Well, you guys get stickers next time.
We're from the DigiLab Studios here in Phoenix. Go to Recording Studio Phoenix for all your one-stop needs. You can record a podcast here. You can record albums here. You can hang out with great engineers and have a good time. And anything
if you're
else?
A Patreon
any other announcements?
Member, you can hang out
I'm
going to
do my I'm going to do my snack of the week.
Who's the snack of the week?
Tainara Conti. She is on the NXT roster, I believe. She is Brazilian. She is She's a good-looking woman.
Hi.
Oh, I guess that was the only facts that they needed to know.
Yeah, just go. She's
Brazilian and she's a woman.
Yeah.
And this is your snack of the week.
I thought I was only Vato.
Thank you so much for that, V. And that is our snack of the week bumper. Appreciate y'all for hanging out. Any other announcements? Any shows coming up? Anything going down?
Not shows. I do want to send all the positive healing vibes, positive energy to one of my best friends, Carly Hustle. She just announced she is battling breast cancer. So I want to send her all the love, all the vibes.
I saw her post that Instagram post, but I didn't read it. I thought that she was just getting checked up.
Nah, she's got it's breast cancer. So all the positive healing vibes to Carly. I love you, dudes. You got, if anybody's got this, it's you. You're going to fight. You got a whole lot of folks in your corner.
Yo, yeah. Crazy thing about that is my homie John Sparks, who just had his second surgery, removing some of his cancer. He edits stuff for Carly's podcast.
Oh, does he? Oh, is he the
Sparks Foundation?
I think he's the guy that does all the.
Crazy how the world works.
Shout out to Sparks, man. Over there kicking cancer's butt.
Yeah, man, he just got some more lymph nodes took out. So
yeah, she
said 2-0 on the cancer tip.
Yeah, she just literally shaved her head again. So because obviously she's about to go through chemo. So
yeah, so I know John gonna definitely be in her corner with that or whatever. Being somebody who just got through it. So
I found out yesterday. I got a text from Matlock saying, "Yo, did you listen to the podcast?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's all Carly's. Listen to it and immediately hit Carly up and just told her that I loved her and she's got this, and I'm gonna leave it at that, man. Like, she's gonna overcome this. She's a survivor, she's a fighter. She's Carly, bro. If you know Carly, she's got this, man. So I love you, dudes.
And I'm gonna make an exception to our non-podcast rule.
Yeah.
And say definitely check out Brutally Honest.
Brutally Honest, it's great.
It's like 7 to 10, 15 to 20 minutes, and it's just a great story.
John mixes their
And John podcast. Mixes
that. Yeah. So when you said that name, I'm like, wait, I know that name.
Shout outs to Carly. I know you're going to beat this, and we're all going to celebrate.
Yes.
I think that's it. Oh, this Saturday I have a show, bonus round, with Clear Soul Forces and Novelists. So come through, and that's going to be some good raps at a good spot that has great games. Video games and great
bar. I've never been there.
Great brews and dope games there too. All on free play. There's
beer.
A dope comic shop right next to it. So
yeah,
All About Games and Comics is right next to it.
Shit.
So come through.
Are they open late night?
No, but they should be on concert nights, I would think. But yeah,
but
come
you
through.
And Tyrade, right?
In Phoenix, me, Rocky Tyrade, Novelist, Clear Soul Forces. It's going to be a great night
for
hip-hop.
I'm going to come out for that one, man.
Saturday
out
night, 9 p.m. Rock's coming out?
Yeah, coming
snap.
Out,
so if Rock's coming, you should definitely come.
Yeah.
And that is all for this episode. Thank you so much. Get well, Neo X.
Yes.
And we will see you next week. As always, ladies and gentlemen, what should
Keep
they do?
Keep your shoulders off
Keep
the mat.
Shoulders off the mat.
Kick out. Peace.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.